Blog Talk Radio.
August 9th, 1997.
Oh, okay.
It was in Dallas at there's what do you call it? It's like a amphitheater, outdoor type of concert venue. At the time, it was called the Coca-Cola Starplex Amphitheater. And it's been since renamed, but that's where it was. And,
right.
Yeah, that's the date. And I got on stage during Prince's entire 30-minute encore and danced the night away with him, with your husband.
No, you didn't say dance with him. You say dance with him.
Am I sensing hostility, queen, bigger girl?
Hey, fighting over a dead man.
Yeah. Claws in.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta fight.
Right. Reese. That, you know, that's Reese's pet. He's a cat. Meow. Meow.
No, cat.
No,
I like cats.
A lot
he can't
of fun,
be a cat.
Well, he said he
would be an alley cat.
Well, on the Honey Hush.
A dung beetle, yes.
On the Honey Hush.
Be a dung beetle.
He's a beetle.
A dung beetle. Dung beetle.
A dung beetle.
They eat poop.
Cold blooded. We're
going to. We didn't pick at him.
That last week. Oh my gosh.
I just like to pick at him.
I know.
No.
That's all we do. It's all I love.
Yeah.
Chris has a new album coming out, even though he's still here in spirit. My
mm-hmm.
baby is still here in spirit, you guys. So he does have a new album coming out, and I'm a little disturbed because Jay had to tell me about the song. I should have already known about it. But,
oh, the song that's posted on my Facebook page for like almost 2 weeks?
Yes.
Well,
what would you like to know about that?
I didn't see it on your Facebook page, but I've been very busy. However, I do, you know, Prince is in my daily, he is when I wake up in the morning, like I said, my alarm is a Prince song and old standard. That's what I wake up to. And then I, you know, normally post something about Prince. I listen to Prince on a regular, like a song or two a day. I mean, I'm part of probably every Prince, 90% of groups on Facebook. So he knows that I'm there in spirit with him, thinking about him at all times. But I'm going to play this song, Born to Die, which I do like. But I like anything that he makes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love anything that makes, I'll make myself love it, even if I don't like, oh, this is not right, you know. But I have all his music.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see. Let me get into Born to Die. But this is Born to Die. Does he have a video? Oh, looks like he might have a video. Good.
Yeah, so what I posted on my page, it's not like, I mean, it's just a little imagery. You know, it's got a
Okay, then that's it. But he got on his black hat, cocked to the side, looking fine, as
right,
always.
Yes, that's mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, let me play this, Born to Die. Be right back. You're listening to Honey Hush. I mean, not Honey Hush, Queens in the Morning. Oh, my God.
Queens in the Morning.
Yeah. I have to take it. I want to put it on my Bluetooth. This is a dope song. Hold on, you guys. I got to put it on my Bluetooth. I got to hear it clearly.
A to Z, anything just to keep on breathing from my
Just listen to that over and over and oh. I could really listen to that over and over again. It's on his album, Welcome to America, and it was originally recorded during a flurry of studio activity in the spring of 2010 during President Obama's first term. Prince was reflecting on the issues affecting the black community in the role he hoped to play. According to a release, the song was shelved until now. And you know, you notice you hear a lot of influence from Curtis Mayfield, which is one of my top all-time favorite singer-songwriters of all time. And Man, I can't wait till the entire album release. I'm just excited about all his music. And then, you know, I mean, his music is going to live on and on. Like, my G-Baby, her kids, most likely going to be able to experience Prince. That is going to be amazing for him. He may, his vault is gold. It's priceless. It's like nobody else has that. And I'm so excited about it. I love him so much. Still.
Yeah, they've been playing him a lot on the Prince channel on Sirius.
Yeah,
on like
Sirius.
Jamming.
Yeah, they had
new.
The whole month. I believe they're playing Prince as well. Prince is like their Prince. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they've been playing his new album. You know, got some new album on it, so I've been listening to it. And like, oh.
Yeah. I love him. And so, you know, Zoe, like, you're not the only person who was able to get up on stage. So, you know, I'm not worried about that or anything like that.
I know. I was just lucky. That's
the only one. Now, I have to say, I should have been pulled up on that stage. But I have, like, within 2 inches, face-to-face with Prince. While he's singing live, when he was out here he was doing the humanitarian work that he is, because nobody knew he was doing all of this money he was raising and giving away to people like us, his own culture. And when Freddie Gray got murdered, he definitely did three concerts at the House of Blues on Sunset, which is no longer there. And the bottom floor, which was the general admission, I think tickets were like 50 or whatever for general admission. And that was the first show. So, of course, I got into that show. I didn't pay, though. I ended up getting in because all I got to do is wear these Prince pants. When I wear these Prince pants, I get in anything Prince-related. And so I get in with one of my friends, a guy, and we get in. And so we're at the first concert, which is the general admission concert, which was great, of course. And then there's another level in the middle, which is the VIP level. He does another concert on that level. I get up there because I frequent the House of Blues. I know the people who work there, who pretty much run the foundation room at the top level. The top level was amazing. You know, that those tickets were probably $1,000 plus, because it was nothing but, you know, the Bonos, Stevie Wonder up in that section of the House of Blues. And that was the last show he gave, which lasted until 6 a.m. in the morning.
Wow.
I did not leave there until 6:30 in the morning in all. It just was like, and then my friend, they gave him a hard time. They wouldn't let him up in the foundation room. And he, you know, he knows people as well, but they wouldn't let him in there. And I become very, very selfish when it comes to Prince. If we came together, well, you should have drove your own car. Because I know I'm driving my car, because I know that there's a possibility that I might not be leaving until the next morning. So he didn't drive his own car, so he went and sat in his car until I came, you know, I came out that morning, because I do not leave.
Oh, well,
I went to the forum to see him. When he came out here and did the concerts at the forum, you know, the tickets were very cheap. I think I went, like, almost every show. And I was treating my family, my sister for her birthday, my cousins, they were out here from New York, treated them. So one night I wore the Prince pants. I'm not making this up. I wear the Prince pants. And this is my sister. I take my sister and my cousins. It was my sister's birthday. And so after the concert, these girls approach me, and they're like, hey, I love your outfit. It's so cute. You want to go to the after party? said, hell yes, of course. Now, I'm with like four other girls, my sisters, my cousins, and I'm like, okay, cool. How many tickets? You know how many? She said, but we only got one ticket. I said, oh, okay. I was like, bye, you guys. See you guys later. Because I drove. They drove. My sister rode with me, but she rode back with them. And she didn't have a problem. But my cousins, they didn't talk to me for like almost a year or so because of that.
Really?
Yeah. you'll get over. I mean, how ungrateful are you? I paid for you to come see the greatest artist of all time. And
true.
You're gonna get that I'm the only one who gets the, you know, the after party pass. I didn't leave the forum until maybe 7 o'clock the next morning, and I was by myself. I didn't care because usually I don't like going anywhere by myself. But yes, I stayed all night, and it was one of the greatest after parties ever. Prince was amazing as always, you know, when he does his after parties, he jam, he does different, you know, music that you don't see that he does live. Just an incredible situation. And when I was at the House of Blues, I filmed everything. And he knew it. He knew I filmed everything because each level I was, like, really close, like, to the stage, or on the second level, VIP, I was very close. And then the third level, the foundation room, I was, like, right there in his face. And he knew I was filming. And right after everything, he had his security come up to me and take my camera.
Yep. I was just about to say, he hated people recording.
Well, he knew I was recording. He kept it. My SD card is in his vault somewhere because it was great video. And I knew he kept that for himself. Now, the good thing about that SD card, when I filmed him, I was on there. Pictures of me were on there. So he had pictures of me. So that's why I knew he knew who I was at the end of the day. He knew who I was at the end of the day. That's all that matters. Yeah. Did I leave this earth knowing who I was? Say that again. Yeah.
I said, okay.
So he definitely was. When I wore those Prince pants, he noticed because I was right there in his face every time. And I said, I'm not going crazy. And then the last time I got to see him in concert was here at the Hollywood Palladium. This was the last time before he passed. And I went with Verinda Rennie, Kara White's sister, of course. And we drove together. But this time she drove. So Uber was, you know, around, so I didn't care.
right.
This is how Tammy Mack hit me up, because Tammy Mack was on the radio, so I called Tammy, and I was like, listen, I got to get to this concert. How much are the tickets? She said, well, you know what? Just tell them I told them, you know, you can get in for $20. I said, what? She's like, yeah. All right, so we go down there. And we go to the, I had on my Prince pants. We go to the front, and they say, oh, it's $100-something, right? I'm like, I'll get my wallet out. I'm cool. Okay, no problem. And then I was like, before I do that, I said, you know, well, we talked to Tammy Mack, you know, KJLH. She told us it's like it'll cost us about $20 to tell them, you know, that she sent us down here. And they was like, oh, no, we don't know anything about that, you know, like that. And so Rennie was like, I'm not paying $100. I was like, what? All right. She said, I'll go in the car. I'll go sit in the car or whatever. I was like, okay. Like, okay. And so I, oh, it's out. His album is here. I already downloaded the whole album. Okay, I didn't even know that. So Rennie was like, okay, well, I'll just go sit in the car or whatever. I'll come back and get you or whatever. I said, no, I can take an Uber home or whatever. And so she's like, okay. And then we went back up there, and I was like, so we can't, you know, Tammy Mack was like, you know, we came all the way down here, you know, trying to let her know. And she said, well, I can't, you know, I can't do that. And so we walked away from the box office area, and we're talking. And then she's knocking on the window. She said, come here. So we come back over. She said, okay, cool. You guys just paid $20. We was like, yeah! Get in. I'm up front. You know, Dougie Fresh is there. He's opening for him. He's with his Third Eye group. The girls are there. So we're, concert start. I got, you know, my spot. I'm right by the stage, just right by the stage. And he comes on and it's just amazing. And I have video of it. I filmed just about everything. I was able to keep it now. Don't get me wrong. His bodyguards, he saw me. Prince saw me. He had his bodyguards come warn me. They warned me once. I think they warned me twice. Now Rennie wasn't right next to me. She was kind of in the back on the side or whatever. She was filming too, but his bodyguards would come up to her, and they warned her once. They warned her twice. Their third time, you out. They put Rennie out of the concert.
What?
Me? Yes, they put her out of the concert. But me, I got to stay. And he knew I was filming. I was right by the, each and every time they warned me, I said, okay. And then I'll sneak it back up, filming him. And I'm right by the stage. When he looks down, he can see me. When he looks in the audience, he can see me. And then I got on the Prince pants. So he definitely is noticing the Prince pants because it's him. And but I was allowed to stay in there the entire night, and I still have video from that show.
Wow.
So there, yeah, I had some great experiences going to his concert.
Yeah.
Every one of them was a great experience. I am going to play Welcome to America. I don't know why I've downloaded this album, but it's not, for some reason, it's weird. So only two songs. I've downloaded the album already, but only two songs are available, which is Born to Die and Welcome to America. So let's get into Welcome. You listen to Queens in the Morning, and it's our Prince, of course, is our three-play artist, and we're listening to his new music that was in the vault. He did in 2010. But he shelved it. So let's get into it. Welcome to America, you guys. No, that's my other one.
Read our list. Everything takes forever. Truth is a new minority. Welcome to me.
Welcome to America, Prince. Good morning to you, Queen Rita.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Good morning. You're doing well this morning, Rich Sister. I think Rebelia is here, too. I don't know. She didn't press the number one, so I don't know if she's working background noise or if she'll press the one. But good morning to you, Queen Rebelia. Welcome to America is set to be released. Next month in July. Again, this album is politically minded, and I can't wait to hear it. It was recorded in 2010 from Prince's vault. He just shelved it. He never told the reason why he shelved it. But Jay had told me, and I can't find that little the information. He had told me behind it with Curtis Mayfield, or Curtis Mayfield Estate said something about it. But the first time since Prince, since he died in 2016, the estate will now release some of his music. Never before heard music. And according to the New York Times, until now the estate has largely focused on re-releasing some of the biggest albums of Prince's career, like 1999 and A Sign of the Times, or on the compilations like Originals, made up of the singer's demos that became hits for other artists. But on July 30th, Welcome to America, a 12-track album recorded at Prince Paisley Park Studios in 2010, so July 30th, we'll finally see the light of day. And in its announcement, the state called Welcome to America a document of Prince's concerns, hopes, and visions for a shifting society, foreshadowing an era of political division, disinformation, in a renewed fight for racial justice. The album touches on golden parachutes, the superficial nature of social media, reality TV fuels celebrity culture, and corporate monopolies in the music industry, ultimately concluding that America is the land of the free, home of the slave, the estate said. It's
okay.
Also the quote, right? But you know what? Prince is amazing. He's just, man, I could just, if he was still here, I could imagine, like, especially doing all this stuff that's going on with the pandemic, Prince probably, you know, would have released 10 or 12 albums by now. And the pandemic,
Such a hater.
You're a hater.
I'm not a hater.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Jay.
Oh, that's Jay. Let Jay go back to bed.
What?
First of all,
I will be off on time.
First of all, I've been working. I've already done my workout.
Oh, you did?
And took a shower. So.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
So, well, maybe you can learn something about Prince for that. Okay, all right. So anyway, it's also included a quote about the album from Prince at the time, written in his trademark style. The word is fraught with misinformation, which is spelled M-I-S-I-N, the number 4, M-A-T-I-O-N, and George Orwell's vision of the future is here. We need to remain steadfast in faith in trying times ahead. So some of the songs that he has on this album, it's in line with that message. Songs for the album include titles like Running Game, Son of a Slave Master, Born to Die, and One Day We Will All Be Free. On the title track, Prince sings distracted by the features of the iPhone, got an application, to fix your situation. That's another one. And you notice he said in Welcome to America, he said people making sex tapes, everybody and their mama making sex tapes, because it's true. Zoila, did he throw you off stage like he did Kim Kardashian?
Hell no, because I can dance. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
You don't have
Yeah, it was quite an experience. I will say that he actually chose me, and he chose some other blonde on the other side of the audience. So there were two of us.
Who, I wasn't there, so I don't know. She said he actually chose me. Call it what you want. It might be hate. I don't know. It could be. When it comes to Prince, I'm going to go ahead and admit to it. Yeah, it's all hate. Good morning, Real Julia.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Delia.
Good morning.
Now, I want to ask you guys, queens, I did ask you guys, did any of you guys set up your 5-minute blogs or your 5-minute segment that you're going to do on Tuesday? Hot topics, have you guys set it up, or do you guys want to start in July, or how do you guys want to do this? I'll talk at once.
July for me, because I know I'm still recovering from all them. Don't ever set up all doctor's appointments in a week. Every single day. Ever.
Okay. So we'll start in July, but you guys, so July 1st, or let me see. Let me look in the calendar and see when you guys need to be ready with that. June. Going to July. Okay, July. I'm gonna be out of time in July. Okay, so July 7th. I mean 6th is the first Tuesday. So July 6th, guys. I need y'all to be ready with your segments. Are you guys gonna be ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. So July 6th is. That you guys are, and then, you know, I got to add Zoila to the thread, or we got to start a new thread. But I want, you know, so we could kind of know who's going to be doing current events, pop culture, music, you know, whoever's going to take over each category that Tuesday. All right, so let's get into it, you guys. Hot Topic Tuesday. Let me try to pull that up. Okay, it is June 15th already. The world is opening back up today, you guys. Are you ready for us? Are you ready for the world to open back up from the pandemic? The world has officially opened back up today. We are no longer under a pandemic, so to speak. And it is June 15th, 2021. So are you guys excited, Delia? Are you excited? Anything going to change for you?
Well, I think my son will be back working at the bars as a bouncer. So I'm happy for him.
Okay. Good. And I'm sure they're required to wear masks.
Yeah,
good. What about you, Georgia Brown Sugar? Anything changing for you since today the world is opening back up?
I'm still wearing my mask. And they said you don't have to socially distance. I'm still socially distancing. And I wish I could get my cattle prod so I can make sure they do, because if they get too close, I'd zap them. get away. I'm still going to wear my mask. We still got too many nasty folks with nasty habits. So, and I see them when I go out, and I'm just looking, and I'm like, this mess going to pop up again because y'all nasty tails are still doing nasty things. So I'm
going to
get my cattle prod with Lysol at the end of it and squirt them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I'm glad you mentioned Lysol because it is now back on the shelves in most stores, so you can get it. I bought like 4 cans of it the other day. What about you, Rich Sister? With anything changing for you? Rich Sister, you there? Good morning, Gary.
Sorry, my it's kind of loud down there.
No worries. I do hear some background noise for you. So go ahead and put yourself on mute. What about you, Zoila? Anything changing for you, or are you?
Not really. I mean, I will certainly continue to wear my mask in, crowded settings when I go into stores or the mall. Yeah, so, and, I'll do my own social distancing. But, if I'm outdoors around people, I may or may not wear my mask. I haven't determined that yet.
You forget your mask some days. And those days now, good morning. When I forget my mask, I'm walking out, and I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot my mask. Now I'm not going to worry about that so much. If I'm already halfway somewhere and I don't have a mask, I'll just keep my social distance or, make sure my space is covered. Morning. Welcome to Queens in the Morning. Hey, Gary Finney. I'm going to go ahead and play our theme song because I just went on Facebook Live so we can just reintroduce the show. Gave her a sweet 16 party, and she's like tomboyish, girly, and that's when I first seen her. And I liked her then, and I like her now. You know, Teyana Taylor is now the first black woman to be named Maxim's Sexiest Woman Alive. You know, she has that unique look. She's definitely, when they do the Dionne Warwick movie, documentary, biopic, she definitely should play Dionne Warwick. Because she looks just like a young Dionne Warwick, but just, you know, but she has been, go ahead.
I agree. She does resemble her a lot when Dionne was younger, and I think she would do a great job. Has she been selected for that yet? I have heard some talk
about
that.
I think so. I think Dionne Warwick loves her as well.
She'll have a big enough overbite.
Well, you know, they can make that, you know. They can make her have an overbite.
But I'd
have beat Deandre's
thing up.
Excuse me, Dionne Warwick would even what? You always talking about what you're going to beat up. She isn't. Dionne Warwick is not going to even allow you.
You don't know.
I do know. Okay, back to Teyana Taylor, you guys. She is a bona fide superstar. She really is. Now, I'm going to say, because I know I just went on live on Facebook, but Teyana, she's an actress. She can sing. Her body is off the chain. I mean, snapback. You're talking about snapback after two kids. She's just hot. She really is. She's a singer, a dancer, a model, an entrepreneur. So she is the first black woman to top Maxim Hot 100 list, and she appears on the cover of the July-August 2021 issue. I really don't, you know, pay attention to the Maxim, but, you know, I probably abide this particular month because of her.
Yeah, that's really a cool title, I have to say.
Yeah.
She's got going on.
Oh, yes. But think about her walking, you know, in Coming to America, too.
Yeah, I love Coming to America, too.
As she walked down that aisle, I said, rock it, girl, go on. You got to give her props.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, look at her body. Look, come here. You dope. She inspired me. Maybe I need to try to get that six-pack. You think I can get that six-pack? I think I can. If I work it out hard enough like that, I think I could get to that. She a bad sister, though. She serves as the one-year creative director of a fashion company called Pretty Little Thing, where she works to shape the current vision of the brand. Her most recent musical release was called The Album. The 23-track project featured music icons like Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, and Missy Elliott. The release debuted at number 8 on the Billboard Top 100, making it her first project to crack the top 10. Additionally, she is a music video director who works under the name of Spike Tay, T-E-Y, Spike Tay, in her crafted videos for Monica, Macy Gray, and Queen Naja. Honestly, directing is one of the best things that I've ever done and one of my favorite things in my career that I'm doing. She said, because I kind of always had that eye, Taylor said to Maxim. The 30-year-old is the wife of the NBA player Iman Shumpert, whom she married in 2016. They share two beautiful daughters, 5-year-old Junie and an infant named Rue Rose. One of her hottest career moments was starring in Kanye's West Fade video. Maybe I'll play that. For which she garnered international attention. Taylor is also in the developmental stages of a documentary about soul singer, Dionne Warwick's life, in which she will portray Warwick. So, yeah, she is, she already got the role. She already solidified the role.
Yes. I see that.
She should. She's amazing. I'm going to do a little slideshow of her body. Now, she gives me goals right here, body goals, for real. She make me want to get out there, and I mean, she is 30. Of course, I'm older than her.
Wow.
Shut up.
Look at those abs.
Look at those abs, y'all. You're a bad sister, though.
Yes.
So what?
You know what?
I could still get up to here. Did you see, you remember we went to that vegan restaurant in L.A.? Remember me, you, and Guy Black went to that vegan restaurant with the 70-plus-year-old lady and her body? Okay, then. Don't get it twisted. Okay, look at that. That's just her, her body. Like, she's just blessed.
Yes, she is.
That's true. Why am I hearing, since he talked about the overbite, I keep hearing that song Baby Shark in my head. Damn him, damn him, damn him.
Yeah, something about, you know, he in the tea situation. She do have an overbite, it's character for her, for Dionne Warwick. So, of course, they're going to, they got to make sure that she has that. And when she
portrays,
you know, Dionne Warwick. So I'm going to pull up, I do not own the copyrights to Teyana Taylor's music. I just fan, I love her, so I'm going to definitely play her Facebook. So let me see, let me pull up. It was one of those songs I remember, because I downloaded most of her music. It was one song I heard one day, and I was like, what was that? And I was like, oh, Teyana. So here it is, the album. Yeah, Come Back to Me. Wake up. Where's the one? Low Key 69. It was one. It's one that they play on the radio all the time. Let me see.
Yeah, I can't think of it, and I'm still wrapped up like a taquito. So
that's okay. I'm about to start right now, Gab. You wrapped up. Is it cold?
No, I just refuse to move. I just refuse to move. I'm like.
Oh, you refuse to move.
That's right. When you guys say somebody said. You got that from Google. I'm like, I'm wrapped up like a potato.
Your hands ain't even moving, right? Your hands ain't even
nope.
moving. Oh, Gary,
they aren't moving.
Yeah, she is. She's a sexy girl. She's sexy. She's sassy.
She's very, very. You got to give her props.
Mm-hmm. She just, she's like Bordis. Okay, so let me see. Teyana Taylor, Wake Up. I think this is one of them. And I'm going to play it on a YouTube video because I want to show it on Facebook. Maybe this is it. This is with her man, with her husband. That's a commercial, by the way.
Just right back, baby. I know. know I demand a lot. You don't like that. So let's just leave the baggage. I'm going to hop us on this flight back. Right, back, right.
Don't wake up, love. This is what purpose is. Wake up, love. I think the truth will be what has been told me. Need your affection. Wake up, love.
How do you know they won't get a divorce? I don't think.
No, I said, what you gonna do?
Oh, what you gonna do when they get a divorce? I don't believe they will, because they're, first of all, they're millennials. Okay, so they kind of let extra people come in their, women come in their relationships as well. They have an understanding like that. They're not shy about it. They talk about it.
What about when they let another man?
I don't think they'll let it. I don't think she's down with having another man or him. I don't think it's,
well,
it's
another,
different when it's
woman,
like that.
If another woman come in and she starts thinking that she enjoying that little boy, she
might. It could happen, but they probably have an understanding, like Robin Thicke. Like, you know what Robin Thicke, remember what Robin Thicke did?
Right,
with his,
right. You just read my mind.
Or it could go other way. She can be in love with the girl, and but I doubt it. You know, they look like they're very happy together. They're two little beautiful girls. They have an understanding. Tayana is on top. He's doing okay. Is he still? I think he's still playing. I don't know what team he's playing for, but he got a, he has championship NBA championship rings. He's won with LeBron on Cleveland when he played with Cleveland.
He wasn't a reason.
Well, he wasn't the reason, but he helped. He was part of the team, and he got a ring.
Okay.
And
quit hating. Quit hating, Jay.
Who he is. Yes, you do know who he is.
I know who he is now.
You've been knowing who he was, and he played for Cleveland. Gary Finney said Iman Shumpert is faithful to Tayana Taylor. I don't know about all that, but I know that they have a. They seem like they can get through it if somebody was to do something, you know. Terrible. I think they would have a conversation about it, or even, you know, I just think they would get through it. I think they'd rather be together.
Gary think Kamala Harris is a good person.
Being complicated.
He
think what?
Kamala Harris is a good person.
Well,
his character.
Gary do think that Kamala is a good person. I don't know. I don't know her. I don't, you know.
I don't, you know.
Kamala is not one of my favorite people, but it is what it is. She's better. She's better than Trump Diddy Dump. That's for sure. They're the same.
Some wrinkled pants. Look like they was on backwards. That he gonna sue the men's warehouse. I'm like, if she fine, gonna go back from the men's warehouse.
The men's warehouse, not Trump.
I'm going to sue them. If you're a billionaire, why were you in the men's warehouse?
Thank
you.
Humpty Dump.
Yes.
Oh, and they're going to press pants on backwards?
Let me find this men's warehouse. Oh, gosh. And Trump. He is a hot mess.
He got that overhang in the front. And
oh, here it is. It says, Macy dumps Trump's men's warehouse pumped. It says, wait, what is this? George Zimmerman just lost $10 million on men's warehouse. Oh, that's not Zimmerman. Okay, so Macy's. Okay, so it looks like the members of the future jack-offs of America are going to have to find somewhere else to buy an outfit for their anger management graduation, because Macy's has become the newest in line of companies to decide that Donald Trump is bad for business. That has nothing to do with his 4 bankruptcies, but with some comments Trump made about Mexican immigrants being criminals. Well, we do know what he said about that. Comments he made, by the way, while announcing his candidacy for president of the United States of America, a country where 10.9% of the population has full or partial Mexican ancestry.
That's me.
Yeah, you are not Mexican. Yeah, you could play Mexican sometimes.
I'm not playing Mexican. I'm Mexican.
All right. Jay thinks he's Mexican. Speak Spanish. Come on.
Mi familia tiene un rancho grande. Hay muchos animales en
Alaska. Oh, my. Push him in the pool. Push him in the pool now.
He's a lot of throw a lot of words and throw together. Put them together.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. Bless his little heart. Bless his little heart, you guys. He can't cut us off, but he probably went and called Ali to make sure that Ali cuts us off at 7:50. Let me see, what time is it? Oh, we still
got time. It's still 13 minutes. 13 minutes.
Yeah, it was something. It was this. I had saved it. Let me look on my Facebook page, because I had saved it. And then there was that question that you guys missed out on Freaky Friday that I wanted to ask Delia, and I think Zoila was in here. Let's see. If I could find it, because I got so much stuff that I saved. I don't even know where half of the shit is at. MC of all times. The first video. Okay. Is this it? Maybe this is it. Let's see if I can get it. Nope, because it's on the app. Damn it. Hold on, you guys. Oh, maybe I can. Or maybe I cannot. All right, so it says, these are 21 incredible facts that sent me down a rabbit hole this week. Here's everything, wait. Okay, so the person who committed the 1982 Tylenol murders is still at large. They never found that person. You guys remember back in 1982?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, the tainted Tylenol.
Yeah, the tainted Tylenol. In Chicago, 12-year-old Mary Kellerman died a very sudden and unexpected death. So too did 27-year-old Adam Janis, along with his 25-year-old brother, Stanley, and his 19-year-old sister-in-law, Teresa. In the following days, more would follow. Paula Prince, 35, Mary McFarland, 35, and Mary Reiner, 27. Each victim died from a lethal dose of potassium cyanide.
White folks.
All white, you're right. They've been poisoned, and the unified thread that tied all these murders together would set off a nationwide panic. Each had taken an extra-strength Tylenol.
Wow.
The following week, Johnson & Johnson would pull all of his Tylenol advertising and issue a sweeping product recall, a.k.a. the recall that started them all. And it would cost them over $100 million.
It might have been somebody inside
Tylenol that worked for the company and was when they packed it. Because the seal couldn't have been open when they opened it up, so it had to be inside. But they never found that person, you guys.
I think this was before they started making those inner seals. I think this is what prompted them having the extra seals.
Okay. Okay.
If I remember correct.
Okay. It wasn't on a national scale. It was local. So at least that's what police believe. It was ultimately concluded that someone in the Chicago area had managed to discreetly place these contaminated bottles on the shelves of pharmacies and grocery stores, and almost 40 years later, that explanation is still only a theory. The case remains unsolved to this day. The Tylenol murders are the reason, yep, why the over-the-counter medication comes with a tamper-proof foil seal, you're right, Delia, and why pull-apart pill capsules are no longer the industry standard. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Number two,
I didn't know they were never person.
No, they never call whoever. We don't even know if it's just one person. They just,
yeah.
40 years later, this. I wonder if whoever was behind it, if they're still alive. They probably, they could have left if they are still alive, or if when they do pass away, hopefully they'll leave some type of confession.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If they already died, they should have left a confession then. Before high school, Krista McAuliffe was selected, NASA had originally approached Big Bird about joining the disastrous 1986 mission in which the space shuttle Challenger exploded 73 seconds after liftoff, resulting in the tragic deaths of all 7 crew members. Wow.
Big, wow.
Yeah, I'm never going to get that
to be on. They wanted to see what if birds can fly. Shut up, Jack. So in 2015, Carol Spee, the man behind Big Bird, wrote an essay for the Guardian in which he shared the following story. He said, I once got a letter from NASA asking if I would be willing to join a mission to orbit the Earth as Big Bird to encourage kids to get interested in space. There wasn't enough room for the puppet in the end, and I was replaced by a teacher. In 1986, we took a break from filming to watch takeoff, and we all saw the ship blow apart. The 6 astronauts and the teacher all died, and we just stood there crying. Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said that. I said I remember. I said 19. It says 1986. That's what I said.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. What'd you say,
I was just saying I was a senior in high school, and
yep.
My entire classroom, as well as, the, you know, pretty much the whole school, we had televisions, you know, the big square box TVs in our classroom, and so we were all watching it, and we saw everything, like from takeoff to explosion, and we were just, you know, gobsmacked, like we couldn't believe what we were witnessing, you know, as everything was falling back to Earth. And yeah, it was quite a day, a moment in history, you know, to remember that, seeing it live.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't see it, but I was in class. I'll never forget, I was in my history class, and one of the students was sneaking, hearing it on the radio, and he was like, Challenger blew up. And of course I was like, huh? Because I didn't see it. It was just one of the students listening to it, sneaking and listening to it on the radio. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, blew up until later on, you know,
right. Getting
home, seeing it. I'm glad I didn't see it live. So
yeah.
Glad.
I encourage, you know, students to go up to space. At that point in time, you see that, you're like, I'm not going near a space shuttle.
Okay. No.
Well, it said after the Challenger disaster, NASA will rethink many of its programs and initiatives, and they ultimately decided to scrap the space flight participant program. Yeah, well, they're you know, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, all of them, they're you know, they're making a way to get us to Mars to.
Yeah, that's
right. So the next one is the first YouTube video ever that was ever uploaded on April 23rd was the first YouTube video ever uploaded was on April 23rd, 2005. It's called Me at the Zoo. Johnny said put Reese on the space shuttle, on the Challenger, on one of those space shuttles. I know, right? I don't know if he would go. But the first YouTube video ever was uploaded on April 23rd, 2005. It's called Me at the Zoo. Me at the Zoo, and it's an 18-second long video of YouTube co-founder Jawed Karim just sort of hanging out at the San Diego Zoo. Wow. So he's the first person. Now, if you guys want to see the video, I could play it. Let me see if I really want to watch it. We're not going to watch the whole thing, just some of it. First video ever uploaded on YouTube.
They have really, really, really long trunks, and that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
Okay. So, I mean, he's famous for that. First person to be up on YouTube.
Yeah.
He is. He's the first person that did it. He might not make no money from it, but nowadays you making, you know how much these YouTubers is making mint on YouTube now. You get monetized, you making some good money. And if you got a following, they just give you money. And all that just adds up, $5, $10, $12, $20, $100. People be giving $100 just to ask you a question. That's what I told you. You need to, we got to, you know, you be giving your music information out for free. Some of that content is value, is way valuable. You need to get a YouTube channel. And yes, I am talking to you, Jay. All right. All right, so the next one is You are not allowed to visit, I don't even know how to say this, maybe I'm going to say, because you might know it, you might have been there, I don't know. But it's called Snake, a.k.a. Snake Island, L-L-H-A, and then E-A, the background noise, breathing all hard. Maybe, I think that's your sister. Yeah, nope. Not your sister.
It's not Zoila.
I was muted.
Not Julia.
It wasn't you, Rich sister. I think it was Julia. Unless it was Gab, it's breathing all hard. Gab?
Hush. I was doing my exercises.
Did you say, Jay? He said somebody touching on their smell.
No,
oh
I was
my
doing
God.
My exercises. Excuse me.
Well, you might be calling that an exercise.
Okay.
No, trust me. If I was doing that, I wouldn't be on the phone with y'all.
Okay.
We'll be here.
You're not funny.
Like, who? What? What's that? Nothing. Oh, what? Hold on.
No, it wouldn't be that. No, I don't need that.
Oh, let me tell you what. I ain't got nothing against a little fun like that.
But hey, but you know what? That's all I was going to say. Nothing wrong with it. Because I do have
anybody
out of my business.
I got one.
I have, well, no, his name is Killer. I've had Killer for years, and I've renewed Killer, got Killer extra batteries.
What's his name?
And Killer has a beautiful case.
It's a Freaky Friday episode. Okay, so this Freaky Friday, if you guys got a little friend, don't be afraid. Let's talk about our little friends. Because I have one, and of course, mine's is purple. Just so y'all know, mine's is purple. It's I gotta find it. Oh yes, we played head already, but we could play it again Friday if you want me to. I could play head again on Friday. It's gonna be real freaky this Friday, y'all.
You talking about Johnny Davis?
Yeah, Johnny Davis.
I hope Johnny Davis come on his goddamn.
Johnny Davis. If you could come on Queens in the Morning, he hopes you come on your own show, Kings in the Morning. Johnny said, Gab, yeah, she's playing with her cats.
I am not. Okay. I will not exercise. I was trying to get up from under the covers, so I wasn't working out. Sorry.
AK say Gab is over there rubbing that thing.
No, it would sound a whole lot different. Trust me. Wait till Freaky Friday.
Oh, my God, yeah. What in over here? What is that about? No, I had a moment. It was one of those moments. Okay, so let me get out of this. We're going to save this for Freaky Friday, you guys. Bring your little toys on. This is 2021. You can't be afraid. I mean, of course, if you're private, you don't have to. I'm not saying you have to do it. But, you know, you only live once. I'm not afraid to say that I have a toy. We just got through a pandemic. And I'd rather trust a toy than a lot of other folks out there.
Okay.
So, good with that. I don't know how to say. So, Gap, I was trying this. It's in Brazil. São Paulo, Brazil, so I'm not going to say the word, but this is a gorgeous island. It's located off the coast of Brazil, but looks can be deceiving. Snake Island is said to be one of the deadliest islands on the planet due to its unusually high concentration of most poisonous snakes on Earth. I've never been there and don't want to go. Okay.
No.
Oh, my God. Here. He's here telling me to wrap it up. So could you just imagine when he's at home, if he's listening to the show, he got his finger right there on the button. 10.
Right. That's the least thing. We're not getting cut off.
No, we still get cut off because no, we got Ali. Ali is listening, trust and believe. He's not on the board. Ali's not listening. I mean, he's not on the board so I can see him, but best believe Ali is ready to cut me short. Or whoever's speaking at
the time. I told you to shove Jay in the pool.
Yeah, but
gotta kill him.
What about Ali? Ali is the one who has the board. Good morning, Danielle.
We gotta find something for Ali.
Now let me tell you how bougie Jay King is before we get out of here. He won't get in the pool with anybody else. His own pool. Would you get in the pool if Jordan get in the pool?
Yep.
I know you would. Would you get in the pool if Nikki get in the pool?
Nope.
Why? You so phony.
Jay, thinking everybody got cool.
If I got in the pool,
chlorine
to
kill it. The chlorine to kill it. That's what the chlorine is for.
He said get in the pool with me because I got the little purple toy. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
You'll be in the pool.
Okay. Okay. That don't sound right, Jay.
Man, you got to get in the pool with all of us. AK, if AK came over here, would you get in the pool if AK got in the pool?
No.
AK, he said he would not get in. He just said he'd get in with me. That's what he just said on here. AK, he said he would not get in the pool with you.
That's Jay and his isms.
Yeah, I can't get in the pool with nobody.
Okay, but I'm going to bust Jay out because he got in the pool when Carl was living here, and him and Carl would be in the pool together. So Jay is racist. I'm just playing. He's not racist. I'm just playing, you guys.
I might have a little thing against
the name. Yeah, you do have something. But for you to, you know. Oh, we can't do overtime. We got to go, you guys. All right, you guys, so we're going to continue this next Tuesday. I like these right here.
Who said do overtime?
Delia texted me.
No, to tell Delia she better.
Her clock might be. AK said niggas leave dirt rings.
Thank you.
Yes,
you guys got to go. It's time to go.
I mean, we're in overtime.
No, you got to go.
Oh, shit.
Bye.
What time are we supposed to be up?
It's 7:56.
All right. You guys, he is over here trying to end the show. Hold on. I'm going to do it. And niggas don't leave dirt rings, just by the way.
Okay. It's
all right.
Minutes.
All right, Jay. God. All right, y'all. Bye, you guys. Peace out, you guys. Have a great weekend. I mean, great day. Got me all messed up.